Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
It's Rick Tittle.
Welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from downtown, well, normally downtown San Francisco, but there's this pandemic, so I'm over here on the Oakland side in my house. Dominic, is, I feel like it's a Friday because Jan Wall's with us. It's not. It's a Wednesday. And Jan Wall will be with us this first hour. As I mentioned, Dominic is on the other side of the bay. Poised to take your calls if you would like to participate at the toll-free line of 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, Quidditch, the ball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket, that type of stuff. What do you say? It doesn't matter. But get on in, 1-800-878-PLAY. Lauren, Kintig, Alaska, Hawaii, Mexico, Canada, A. Happy Abu Dhabi, Sharia, Yehoser, all receiving the programming. Also, if you're not by an affiliate, you can get us on our website, sportsbyline.com. Any emails to me, rick@sportsbyline.com. And your smartphone, how do you know if it's smart? Put it in an ice cream cone. The flavor will pop up on the screen. Apropos applications include, but are not limited to, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and the Stitcher app. Also, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, Channel 2, and your cable provider in 35 million homes, girl. And you can always listen to us on American Forces Radio Network as well on The Voice. And I bow down to our military. They're the ones that keep us safe, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, wherever you're with, lay people, allies. We appreciate all that you do to keep us safe. So, yeah, we'll do a little entertainment the first hour, then the lines will be open all over the continent at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Social media-wise, Twitter, at Rick Tittle. And if you're a Facebook person, you're in junior high, it is Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle, the fan page. So Jan Wall and Hollywood guests, come on back.
It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you can earn bonus points on more than 250 offers. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today or browse through our offers at O'ReillyAuto.com, where you can earn double points shopping online. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
The number one gift in this stressful year, relaxation from HomeEdics, now at up to 30% off. Soothing stress for over 35 years, HomeEdics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list. With select items up to 30% off and free shipping on orders over $50, holiday supplies won't last. Shop now at HOMEDICS.com. The perfectly relaxing, perfectly giftable gift is at HomeEdics.com and major retailers everywhere.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
Well, thank you for that, and welcome to the show. And before we get into the Christmas period here on Christmas Eve, we bring on our good buddy, the Hollywood expert and film critic, Jan Wall. How are you, Janie?
I'm doing just great, Rick. Happy holidays to you and everybody out there.
Great stuff. Let's start with our first guest. We're very happy to welcome Carlisle Kellum to the show. He is the director of a new full-length feature documentary called Comfort Farms, which features on Army Ranger John Jackson. And Carlisle, welcome to the show. I'm sure a lot of people in these days of organic food and non-dairy and everything else, gluten-free, they think Comfort Farms might be something else at first, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They absolutely do. So thanks for the opportunity. Yes. So one interesting thing about this film and the place itself is, you know, you hear Comfort Farms and you assume, you know, it's a place of comfort. When in truth, it's really not. You know, it's named after Kyle Comfort, who was a Army Ranger who was killed in combat and a friend of the founder, John Jackson. But it's really a place meant to kind of pull people out of their comfort zone.
When you say that, what do you mean by that, sweetheart? I'm a film critic, and I'm dying to see this thing. What do you mean, pull people out of their comfort zone?
Well, you know, the founder, John Jackson, is a firm believer that, you know, for one, veterans don't want to be coddled or pitied, you know, or treated like, you know, they're, veterans suffer from, you know, PTSD and other things, of course, but, you know, a lot of it has to do with just wanting to serve again, having the chance to get out and kind of and do something more so than, you know, a lot of it has to do with loneliness, isolation, you know, the need to go out and keep the mission going to some degree. And he believes, you know, in order to do that and to help recondition vets back to society, to have that kind of growth, there needs to be some sense of discomfort, that growth comes in discomfort more than it does in, you know, just kind of sitting on your laurels or resting on your laurels or doing, you know, just comfortable, repetitive things. You have to push yourself. So that's kind of what it means. And the film, I try to include that into the film, kind of the way I put it together, the way I shot it, the story itself. I try to kind of include the essence of Comfort Farms and that aspect of it in the film.
Well, we've known over the years when combat vets, regardless of the conflict, when they cycle back home, they find it very, very difficult. And I think even in cinema, when you saw in The Hurt Locker where Jeremy Renner's in a supermarket and he goes right back to deploy, he can't handle it. And the most tragic thing of all is the suicide rate on our combat vets who survive people trying to kill them and then they end up killing themselves. And I know that's one of the goals of the Comfort Farms is to cut down on veteran suicide, correct?
Oh, it sure is. Well, John Jackson, the founder, he came back and felt like he was losing his, or had lost his purpose to be a warrior. That's what his purpose was for, you know, I think it was six tours he was deployed overseas, and that's kind of the life he lived. He came back and felt like he had no purpose. He attempted suicide. His young son walked in the room while he was trying to do it, or attempting to do it. And, you know, eventually he had a change of heart. And he went out and looked for something, you know, a way to kind of continue to serve the community and his, and most importantly, other veterans that were going through what he was experiencing. And he found that farming had a lot of parallels, I guess, with combat. And of course, you know, there's a stretch to that in some ways. So he started a farm, kind of a therapy, a way for vets to serve again, you know, and give them a new mission. He was suicidal at one point. A number of the people that go there suffer with that kind of, or struggle with that kind of stuff. And, you know, he's had a lot of good success with people, you know, coming there and finding a new kind of purpose.
My husband is a Vietnam vet, and it's very hard to get him to talk about, you know, when he gets in this depressive state, and we've been married 40 years, and it's still really hard to get him to talk about the pain. Is talk therapy very important?
I don't know, to be honest with you. And one thing about this film is I did not get too much into kind of the scientific or data-driven analysis of what causes veteran suffering. I more tried to document the essence of Comfort Farms itself, which is a really complex place. I mean, it's like an onion. The more you're there and you experience it, the more, you know, it seems like a veteran's farm, this is going to be, you know, really straightforward, da, da, da. But it's not. It's really, really complex and all types of complex issues. And one thing that I can say related to what you just said is that, you know, one of the complexities kind of the whole veteran thing is, you know, things kind of evolve. You know, the Vietnam War and people that served in combat there might not experience the same thing that a lot of veterans experience today. You know, it's an all-volunteer force today. A lot of the veterans that suffer today never saw a minute of combat. You know, they just come back and they're used to this kind of black and white world. And, you know, maybe they did experience combat, maybe they didn't. And they come back and they lose kind of a purpose. A sense of purpose. And that's not always the truth, but there's just so many different reasons. There's a World War II vet that I interview in the film, and his story is kind of throughout the film. And it was very different then in the sense that, you know, there were just, he says there was a different kind of soldier, but I think also there were just a lot of people joining for different reasons or being drafted or whatever. You know, I think one of the overarching things John has to say is that all veterans are different. You know, there is no such thing as just a veteran. You know, every veteran is an individual, and they suffer for different reasons. And usually a lot of it comes down to suffering for the same reasons non-veterans suffer. It's just being a veteran in the military kind of puts everything under a microscope and really heightens stuff. Does that make sense to you?
Sure. Two movies that really take him back and will you know, were really hard for him were Apocalypse Now and also Platoon.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any feelings about those two?
Well, I like them. I really like them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're very,
very good
movies.
I'll tell you what, Platoon sticks out to me. I remember seeing that when I was, really young, actually. And it, there's something about it where there's almost like a beauty. I don't know if this was done on purpose or not or what, but, you know, some of the night scenes with the tracers and stuff like that. And that stuck with me when I made this movie. I was trying to capture the fact that a lot of the veterans I spoke to said that there was a kind of, a lot of them really enjoyed war, but they had a love-hate relationship with war. And what I mean by that is they didn't like the destruction, the death, and so forth, but they had a purpose, there was an adrenaline, and there was some kind of beauty to some of the scenes that you know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
You have go ahead, I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, almost a spirituality, you're exactly right.
And, you know, there's some scenes in Platoon that almost look like, you know, one of my musicians, the musicians that put music into this said, you know, the opening to your movie, it looks like Star Wars or something, where you have all these tracers and all this stuff going on. It's almost like a surreal, almost beautiful experience in a very kind of strange way. I say that,
well,
I don't
you know, unfortunately, we're out of time, but we want to make sure everybody checks out Comfort Farms. It's available from Gravitas Ventures, and we've been speaking with the director, Carlisle Kellum. This film has been very well reviewed at many film festivals so far. Carlisle, congratulations on the film, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Carlisle.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Rick Tittle and Jan Wall will continue the show on the other side. Come on back.
The big stuff. Who do you think you are? It's the big stuff. You're never gonna get my love. Now because you wear all those fancy clothes. Oh, yeah. And have a big fine car. Oh, yes, you do now.
I'm gonna tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you.
Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
It doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
Tittle thinks there's a direct correlation between dogs and lightning.
Welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you here on Sports Byline and all around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Our next guest today is a filmmaker of the movie The Emoji Story, which just came out from Utopia Video on Demand. And we're here with filmmaker Jennifer 8 Lee. Yes, middle name, the number 8. And I have to start off with that. Jennifer, it would be bad radio if I didn't. I remember the movie Jennifer 8, the Uma Thurman vehicle. How did you come about the name, may I ask?
Oh, the number 8 is good luck in Chinese. So that's why you actually see in a lot of Chinese contracts or Chinese phone numbers, like lots of 8s, like addresses with 8s or phone numbers that end in a lot of 8s actually go for like a lot of value in the Chinese world. Or like a really funny thing sometimes you see a contract where like something will sell for like $6,088.88.
Well, this is Jan Wall. I'm a movie critic, and I just, you know, the emoji idea sounds so interesting. I look forward to seeing your film. I use emojis like crazy in my correspondence because they have like old-fashioned cameras and, you know, movie clappers and, you know, gay flags and all kinds of things that I find myself using.
Yeah, I mean, emoji just have become explosively popular in the last 10 years. I mean, they originally started in Japan in the late 1990s. You know, one of the most popular sets is now in the in the Museum of Modern Art, collected from Docomo, which is a Japanese carrier. Then, you know, when this they became popular in Japan, and then as American companies went in Japan, they realized they needed to have emoji. Otherwise, like, no one would use, like, you know, the Apple or, you know, Google for Gmail. And as a result, you had a sort of standard setting that then, you know, set the emoji by an organization called the Unicode Consortium. And once that happened and was brought on to, like, our iPhones, you know, and our Android devices, the use has just been absolutely explosive. I mean, I think now, you know, like almost half of all Instagram posts have an emoji in them. And like maybe about like one fifth of tweets, more or less.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and emoji is Japanese for picture character. And I think the most important thing is that you cannot tell tone in a text. If somebody writes great, it could mean great or it could mean great. So you got to throw in a smiley face or something to give that tone, right?
Oh, yeah, no, totally. There's a big belief is that emoji kind of have a paralinguistic function because it kind of replaces body language or, like you said, tone. And one of the funny things about tone is that actually punctuation, like when someone writes great, like great with an exclamation point versus great with a period versus like great with nothing, like those actually then all get like different subtle meanings, even though they could all legitimately be pronounced the same if you were speaking to someone in person or on the phone.
I also think when I look back at Microsoft, they came out with those wingdings, and I know Was that an early attempt at Americans trying to make emojis?
A little bit different, but, you know, similar. I think they're just generally part of a larger effort of trying to make, you know, ping pictures in the form of, like, how we type text. But the main thing that sort of characterizes emoji from other kinds of just, you know, icons is that they're in color, whereas the original winding tended to be in black and white. So one of the most innovative things, you know, about, you know, emojis in or emojis, it's a plural of emojis, supposedly emoji, in general is like it has, you know, brought a demand for color presentation within text, right? So that not just like A, B, C, D, you know, because usually you can type, you know, whatever word, welcome, and you can individually make all the colors, like, applied to the letters if you're using Photoshop. But now the emoji themselves inherently have colors and how they're defined.
Yeah, I was I was in a Rite Aid yesterday, and I saw a stuffed emoji of the poo, you know, with the smiley face in rainbow colors. So it was a gay pride poo emoji. So it's definitely taken over our psyche, hasn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that and then, so you know, funny. one of the most important notable things is the fact that anyone can propose an emoji at this point. And so our documentary actually follows a tale of three different groups of people who try to fight to get emoji included onto the keyboard. So one follows a hijab emoji, which is, you know, who was sort of advocated by a 15-year-old Saudi Arabian girl, and that is actually now on our phone. Then there is a whole set of Argentinians who felt really passionate that their national drink, which is mate, end up, you know, as a symbol of, like, their culture and, you know, their just sort of, like, traditions. And they flew in from Argentina to Silicon Valley to, you know, present at, you know, in front of the Unicode Consortium and make, and, you know, that is now on our phone. And then the last group, which is an interesting, is there were a bunch of, and we've seen this a lot because now I'm on the Unicode Emoji Subcommittee. There was a group that really wanted to get a menstruation emoji, and they, this is a girls advocacy group because they felt like it would remove the stigma from, you know, emoji, and so, they would remove the stigma from your period if you could have something that represented on the emoji keyboard. And so originally a lot of the proposals we would see involved, like, bloody underwear, which is, like, actually, like, a really terrible emoji for the keyboard. So,
wow.
You know, we follow their efforts to sort of push it to, in order to get it, you know, and it became something else. So I'll just say that there right now is no, there's no bloody underwear on your keyboard, and nor is there, like, and so we just explore the fact that, you know, this you know, global visual language is curated by of kind of all these multinational tech companies that form this consortium, right? So the gatekeepers to how we can communicate through these little cute icons are the world's largest tech companies, right? So it's Apple, it is Google, it is Microsoft, it is Adobe, it is Facebook. Like, these are the people who sit in the meetings, you know, whether or not physically or in, you know, in the Zooms, that really decide whether, you know, like, whether or not we can have, like, a one-piece or two-piece bathing suit. So one of the people we also interview in the documentary is a mom of four girls who is really offended that, for a long time, the only kinds of women's shoes were ones with heels. Like, the one, even if it was a boot, even if it was a sandal, it always had a heel. And she had spent a lot of time, like, in flats and pregnant for many of the last couple of years, and so fought really hard to get, like, a woman's flat shoe to represent, you know, those things.
Wow.
That are, and, you know, there also the idea of a bathing suit until a couple of years ago was only this, like, you know, that polka dot bikini thing, like, with, like, a very buxom type of situation. And so she helped write the proposal for a single-piece bathing suit because that way it wasn't, you know, it was something that little girls could wear, too. So there was sort of,
wow,
a lot of sexism on the in the sort of keyboard. And, you know, there are people who are working to fight it. And then there was another great, Houston mother, Katrina Parrott, who is profiled, who single-handedly basically is the person who catalyzed the addition of skin tones on the emoji keyboard. So her daughter came home one day and said, I really like to represent myself with an emoji. And until then, emoji were all yellow skin tones because they're originally from Japan. And then she was like, yeah, that's a good idea. Why not? And she went and did all the research to basically make a proposal and get it passed by all these tech companies. And that is now why we can have, thumbs up in different colors.
Very interesting. The film is called The Emoji Story. Jennifer Eightlead has been our guest, and it is available. Just came out yesterday from Utopia Pictures. Jennifer, thanks for being on the show, and congratulations on the film.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Bye.
And Jen, up next, am I saying it right, Rusty Gaillard?
I think so. Uh-huh.
Yes. Oh, I thought he was your boy. All right. Isn't it funny, though, that even with emojis, you have to worry about sexism and gender and
who knew
culture?
That? God, they're radical. I had no idea they'd be, political and controversial. And who knew?
Everything's political now.
Wow.
All right, Jenny, we'll take a quick break. Rusty Gaillard on the other side. Come on back.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
Rates have dropped to near all-time lows at ClearPath Lending. Rates are as low as 1.75% on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, 1.986% APR. Call ClearPath Lending, 844-800-3205. Loan officers are standing by. ClearPath Lending at 844-800-3205.
Loans not available in all states. 1.75% rate, 1.986% APR. Subject to 800 minimum FICO score and includes up to 2 discount points. Other restrictions apply. Call 888-855-6361 or visit clearpathlending.com for details about credit costs, terms, and license information. ClearPath Lending Incorporated. 15615 Alton Parkway, Suite 300, Irvine, California, 92618. NMLS ID number 936436. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California financing law license number 603J783 in California. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Call now and save thousands. 844-800-3205.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Get professional tools this holiday season from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We have hand tools and gift sets starting at just $7.99. Choose from hex bits, pliers, wrenches, socket sets, and more, all with a lifetime guarantee. Or make your holiday giving even easier with gift cards from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
parts.
When do broadcasters go too far? Where does hilarity stop and vulgarity begin?
I remember how it all began. I used to sing dirty raps to my East Side fans back then. I knew you couldn't stop this rap. No MC could rock like that. Then the new style came, the bass got deeper. He gave up the mic and bought you a beeper. Do you want to rap or sell?
Don't ask Rick Tittle to bring it, because it already done got brought.
It gotten brought, and thank you for that. Welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show the man behind the Palo Alto Speakers Series, PaloAltoSpeakersSeries.com, Rusty Gaillard. Am I saying it the right way, the French way, Rusty?
Well, we've been in America long enough, we've Americanized it. Rusty Gaillard.
Rusty Gaillard. So Palo Alto, we automatically think of Stanford. It already sounds like smart people. What do you got going on?
This is a fantastic series. You know, like you said, Palo Alto is just, we think about Stanford, we think about Silicon Valley, we think about just where a lot of new ideas come from. And so this speaker series is really about bringing new ideas to people. And the theme of the series is embracing life's choices, which just seems so appropriate given the year of 2020 that we've all just completed navigating. So starting 2021 with this monthly opportunity to tune into great speakers about what does it look like to embrace life's choices.
Oh, and it's stimulating too. I mean, there's some very interesting ideas here that, you know, may help you get a little exercise of the mind, right, Rusty?
Absolutely. I mean, this is exercise of the mind, but the idea is all of these speakers, and by the way, we have some impressive people. We have three doctors. We have an Emmy Award among the speakers. People have been on Oprah, Good Morning America, spoken at Carnegie Hall, best-selling books, a tech executive. So we've got some great people who are part of this lineup. And yes, it's an exercise for the mind, but everybody that is speaking is about how do you apply this into your life? It's not just an academic exercise. It's about, you know, what are some steps you can take to address the things that are not working in your life and actually shift them and make them better.
And Rusty, you mentioned all your guests. Really, the marquee name out of all comes in July, right?
Yes, exactly. Well, our very own Jan is our speaker in July. Absolutely. So we've got she's wrapping up the lineup.
Yeah, I'm going to be talking about how Hollywood and the sort of not only Hollywood history, but Hollywood present, what we can learn and how it applies to our lives, as well as how movie star behavior, the closure of the theaters, what Hollywood is going through economically, how that impacts our lives. So it'll be quite the interesting talk, I think.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, so, you know, Jan is kind of taking the Hollywood angle. We have a couple of different speakers who are speaking about relationships. And one of the things I think is great is one of the speakers is actually a couple and they're married. So they're not talking about theory. They're talking about the tools and the real life example that they live every day.
Wow.
That's in June. Sonica Tinker and Christian Peterson. The talk is called I Love You, But I'd Love You Even More If. Is that in a way appreciating more what you have instead of like thinking about what you don't have?
Yeah, you know, I know Sonica and Christian. I've been to one of their workshops, and it's really, really high impact. One of the things I love is, you know, they say is that they'll help explain why the efforts to improve your relationship often backfire. And I think that's so great because they're getting to the kind of the trite things or the simple examples that you hear about all the time. They don't always work, but what are the things that you can do to actually improve your relationship? And, you know, for me, I haven't seen them in person. And if you tune in and watch them as a part of the Palo Alto Speaker Series, you will see the connection between them. And so clearly they've got something good there to share.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. You said, sorry, Jan. I think it's interesting to say that sometimes those things backfire because whenever I've seen a movie or a show about couples therapy, they're just saying the most outrageous things. And I thought, you know, your relationship would be better if you just didn't say that.
I would love you even more if.
mm-hmm. What are a couple other ones?
Well, so Dr. Brenda Wade is also speaking about
relationships. Oh, she's fantastic.
Yeah, and, you know, she's been on Oprah and CNN and Good Morning America. Mm-hmm. And what I think is cool about her is she blends. She's a doctor, right? So she's got a scientific approach, but she also brings in psychology and ancient wisdom. You know, some of these things that have been around for thousands of years, these principles and these ways of living. And she blends all of that together. And so she's going to be talking about uncovering the sacred in relationships. So that's going to be a great one in May.
She is so entertaining, too. She's a very entertaining speaker.
Yeah, good.
We're speaking with Rusty Gaylord and Palo Alto Speaker Series. Coming up here in January, I understand you're going to bat leadoff, huh?
I am. I'm the leadoff speaker here, and then I'm going to be the host for all the remaining speakers. So it's going to be a great privilege to interact with everybody and get to meet them and introduce them and bring them to the Palo Alto Speaker Series stage.
Well, can you give us a little preview on what you're going to cover?
Absolutely, yes. In January, I'm talking about inner technology. So I live here just outside of Palo Alto, right in Silicon Valley, and I spent a bunch of my career working in high tech and Apple. I went to Stanford, so I feel like I'm really got my roots here planted in Silicon Valley. And, you know, we think about technology, and you know how you upgrade your technology every couple of years. So my question is, when's the last time you upgraded your personal technology, your inner technology, which is how you approach life? You know, many of us will be ultimately held back by the kinds of things that created the success that we have now. That's what how we got to where we are, but it's not how we get to the next level. So I'm going to be talking about upgrading your personal technology or your inner technology so that you can really go to the next level of the life that you want and be happier and more fulfilled.
How amazing. Well, that whole idea of internal technology, that's new to me. That's amazing.
Huh. Yeah, many of us don't think of it that way, but there's a lot of power there in upgrading. Mm-hmm.
And Rusty, in these COVID times, you can't rent out a room at the Ramada Inn, so how can we watch all this stuff?
This is all going to be streamed live online, so that there's 7 speakers, one every month on the first Thursday of the month, and they go on. We all start at 7 p.m. California time. And you can get tickets at paloaltospeakerseries.com, and you can buy a ticket for one, or you get 25% off if you want to attend the whole series, which is great because it's not, you know, oftentimes in a workshop like this, they will put them all together on the same day, and so you'll have 7 people speaking back to back to back. But this is great because it's spread out as one every month, the first Thursday of every month. So there's, you know, there's an opportunity to hear it, to think about it, to practice it, and then you go back and you get the next thing the next month. So it's a really great opportunity and makes a great gift for that person who's looking to embrace 2021 and make a fresh start and with some new energy and some ideas behind it.
You know what I think is interesting, Jan, for your July talk, that's more than 6 months. Like what you have planned right now and considering what's going to happen, you might have
that's
to change your whole talk by then.
The whole thing. The whole thing will change. I'll keep it very fresh. And everything is changing every day, so I'm okay with that. Just be sure and ask me embarrassing, you know, questions or really heavy truth and anything I miss, but I don't think I'll miss too much.
I think that's the beauty of the speakers that we have here is they're all on the cutting edge of what they do. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, however the situation evolves over the coming months, they're going to have tips and tricks and ideas and tools to apply to address the situation wherever we are at that point. And there's so much unknown.
There's a talk in February from Dr. Mitra Ray called The Gut-Brain Connection Made Simple. And that's something that in sports, especially in baseball, you know, the old school managers would manage with their guts. And now you have these young guys just looking at spreadsheets, looking to see what the tendencies tell them to do. And you can take that and put it into our everyday lives. It's like our head tells us this is the smart thing to do. But deep down, we just want to go with our impulses. That's an interesting connection there.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Dr. Mitra Ray, I think, I'm really looking forward to her talk in February, you know, because she's a medical doctor. She's a scientist. She's done a lot of research in this, and she's really bringing some scientific approach to this, you know, to the gut-brain connection and how our gut informs us and how it really is a sense of wisdom. So it's, you know, it's going to be a fascinating talk. And she's also very focused on health and how to maximize our health, and that when you take care of yourself and you eat well, particularly, and you take care of your gut, that your brain operates better and you're smarter. So I think she's going to have a fascinating talk in February.
I like the one in April, so too. Linda Shively, How to Tame the Joy-Stealing Dragons in Your Life. And that's what a lot of people do. They complain, and the next thing you know, you're old, and then you died, and you spent your whole life complaining.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. Absolutely. And Linda, yeah, I know Linda as well, and yeah, she's also a great speaker and really focused on that idea that, you know, joy is there. It's just all the stuff that we put in the way of it. So if you can tame those joy-stealing dragons, get them out of the way, life can be pretty good.
It's that old saying, you know, bitter, table for one. You don't want to be bitter. You just don't want to go through life that way. And I'll just say, mine is going to be very good also, because I'm in the Directors Guild and I'm very, and the Academy, and so I'm very into what's happening in the current moment. So I'll be able to tell people what to watch and how to watch it, and it'll be very current and up to date. All of us will be. What a great lineup.
Yes, yeah. And for everyone, go to PaloAltoSpeakersSeries.com. Once again, PaloAltoSpeakersSeries.com. We've been speaking with Rusty Gaylord, who will get the whole thing going in January, and it will run through July. Our guests here, Rusty and Jen, will bookend the whole thing. Rusty, thanks for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
Rusty.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks, Jen. Happy holidays,
all right,
to you guys. And all the other
Happy holidays to you as well. And Jen, on the other side, we'll take a quick break here, and we'll get some recommendations from you.
Mm-hmm. You got it, babe.
I got one for you, too. So.
Oh, good.
We'll check it out on the other side. Rick Tittle with Jen Wall. Come on back.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our Buy 4, Get the 5th one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Thank you for that. Always intoxicating is Jan Wall. Jan, what should we be watching?
Oh, man, there are some great things right now. You know, there was a movie that won the Best Picture at the Academy Awards, and it's called Oliver, based on Oliver Twist. And it's just wonderful musical by Lionel Bart, fabulous music, Consider Yourself at Home, and all these wonderful songs. And it's just a happy, fun, also sad, poignant, you know, it's Dickens. So Oliver Reed is a real bad villain. Ooh, kind of boo the villain type. But anyway, it's very good. It's called Oliver. And the other thing is, if you have Netflix, do not miss something that just came out this week, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. It is just remarkable, about a great lady of the blues in the 1920s, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
My mom always had a crush on Oliver Reed. How about you?
Mm. Oh, no, he's such a drunk. Oh, poor thing. I really got a feeling.
No, just in the movies, not the real
life.
Oh,
in the movies, not in real life. Oh, okay. Not my type. Not my type.
Okay.
I'm really a Hugh Jackman fan. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, more to us. Yeah. I saw something on HBO, which probably everybody already saw, but it's Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant. It's six episodes.
Great.
It's called The Undoing. Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. I binged it. I loved it. I couldn't stop watching it. It's a great mystery, and I think it's some of Hugh Grant's best work.
Yeah, and he's no longer the dishy guy. He's pretty wrinkled and old,
right,
but he can really act, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Also, I've watched a couple of
documentaries. I was just going to say, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Jen.
I was just going to say, give yourself a Hugh Grant Film Festival. You know, you could do Love Actually, you could do all of his films. I mean, he was just, he has made some wonderful movies. Mm-hmm.
Notting Hill
is
his opus.
Notting Hill, 100 times. What a happy ending. That thing has the happiest ending.
Mm. It does. Just about a minute here. I've noticed with documentaries, I've watched a few of them, they're getting to me to be very formulaic. It's the drone shot over a dark city, brooding music, and then a shot of someone staring into the camera, and then a wide shot of them, and then the calendar moves one way, and then there's like a 911 call over the face. They're so formulaic now.
Well, some are, and some are wonderful. Like Bette Midler produced one that's fantastic called Mae West's Dirty Blonde. And it's a 2-hour documentary that will show you not only Mae West, but what she did to change the way we look at sexuality. I mean, it's just tremendous, Mae West's Dirty Blonde. But I know what you mean about formulaic. That is happening.
Remember our old friend Ralph Barbieri? He was obsessed with Bette
Midler. Of course.
He loved it.
Oh, you know what Ralph taught me? Angels fly because they take themselves so lightly.
That's right. And I taught you either there's gravity or the earth sucks. Jan, happy holidays.
Okay.
We'll talk to you next
time. Happy holidays, my darling. Thanks for a great year.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. We got 2 more hours of sports talk.